Morning, boy.
Okay. What prayer requests do we have? Or anybody? Right. Okay. Okay.
Benjamin and Guatemala.
Okay. All right. Let's pray. Well, Father, we just come before you and we just ask that your will be done. Father, we just pray that you be with Benjamin, Lord, and lead him and guide him in truth. God, be with Brother Olin. Lord, lead him on his way. And Lord, the people that he's going to be talking to, God, I pray that they will have open hearts. Lord, and I pray that they'll be encouraged and that they'll seek your kingdom, Lord. Pray for Joe Lopez. Father, we just pray, God, that you strengthen him. Lord, encourage him. And pray for his family, God, that they will just follow his lead. And pray for the Brubakers, Father, just pray that you be with them, Lord, bless them, lead them, and just may your will be done, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Does anybody know what chapter we're in? Okay. And the Septuagint, is it 41?
40.
It's
40-20.
It's
40? 40-20. Oh, no, that's Master Anthony. It's 41. It's 41, Septuagint, but it's Master 40-20.
Okay, but Septuagint is 41?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. This is the Lord still talking. And the Lord is answering Job. And he was talking about an animal. What animal was he talking about? Does anyone know? Let's see. The Septuagint that I have says the oxen, but it may be something else in your way. Unicorn, I think, is what some versions may say. Okay, chapter 41. Have you not seen him? Have you not wondered at what has been said of him? Do you not fear, because I am prepared? Who then is able to stand against me? Do you not fear, because I am prepared? And God is speaking of himself. Who then is able to stand against me? Who will stand against me and endure? Since everything under heaven is mine. That's a good question. Who will stand against God and endure? We were just on the streets last night, and there was just a lot of stuff going on that just seemed to be against God. And it's just really sad, because all these people that we saw were thinking they were having a pretty good time just doing their own thing. And God says, who will stand against me and endure? If we take our stand against God, we are in big trouble. I will not be silent because of him, though because of his power, one shall pity his antagonist. Who will remove his outer coat? Who may enter within the fold of his breastplate? Who will open the doors of his face? With his terrible teeth all around, He's talking about the ox, I think, still. His entrails are as brazen plate, and the texture of his skin as Simrite stone, one part clings to another, so no air comes between them. A man will be joined to his brother. They stick together and cannot be parted. His sneezing splash forth light, and his eyes are like the appearance of the morning star. Out of his mouth go burning light. Sparks of fire shoot out. Smoke goes out of his nostrils, as from a boiling pot with fire coals. His breath kindles coals, and a flame goes out of his mouth. Strength dwells in his neck, and destruction runs before him. The muscles of his body are joined together. They are firm on him and cannot be moved. His heart is as hard as stone, and it stands like an unyielding anvil. When he turns, he is a terror to the four-footed wild animals which leap upon the earth. Though the sword reaches him, it cannot avail. Nor does spear or javelin, he regards iron as straw, and bronze as rotten wood. The arrow cannot wound him. The sling stone becomes like grass to him. Hammers are regarded as straw, and he laughs at the threat of javelins. His bed is like sharp skewers, and all the gold of the sea under him is like a great amount of clay. He makes the deep boil like a brazen pot, and he regards the sea like a pot of ointment. The lowest part of the deep is as a captive. He reckons the deep as his walking range. On earth there is nothing like him. Who has made to be mocked at? Who was made to be mocked at by my angel? He beholds every high thing. He is king over all that are in the waters. Well, I'm not exactly sure what animal he's referring to, but I think God's point is who has done what he's done? Who's done what God has done? Who's created all this earth that we live in? It wasn't us. And who are we to think that we can do things our own way? We need to submit to God. And I think that might be kind of the point that God was making. That he's in control. And worthy to be served. Okay, let's stop that. And why don't we go ahead and get ready to do our verses. Let's stand up, please. And why don't we start with you, Judah, please, and just come up to the front and say your verse.
1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5 and 6. Likewise, you, younger people, submit to your elders. Yes, all you be submissive to one another, that you may be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud against the wicked and humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you.
1 Peter 5:6. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time.
1 Peter 5:5. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elders. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud against the strength and humble.
33. The fear of the Lord is the instruction for wisdom, and before honor comes humility.
Matthew 13:43. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their fathers. He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
Thanks unto the Lord for your good, for his mercy endures forever.
Probably wait till this evening before I give you your assignment for next week. So. Oh, big boy. Older boy. Stand up.
First Thessalonians 4:11-12. And I can tell you to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we command you that you may walk honorable towards them that will follow us out, and that you may have life or nothing.
Matthew 9:37-38. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest surely is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. 1 Thessalonians 1:3. Remember, without ceasing your word of faith.
Philippians 2:14-16. do all things without murmuring and disputing, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, and in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as light in the world, holding forth the word of life, and I may rejoice in the day of Christ that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain.
1 Thessalonians 1:3. Remembering without ceasing the works of your faith and the labor of love and patience with hope in our Lord Jesus Christ and the sight of God and our Father.
Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that he may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the world of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness and high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand the evil day. And having done all things, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with the truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Always with all prayer and supplication. The Spirit and watching, therefore, unto which all perseverance and supplication are also.
Proverbs 14:23. In all labor there is profit, but the cost of the lips dependeth only the penny.
Second Thessalonians 3:7-10. For yourselves know how you ought to follow us, for we behave not ourselves disorderly among you. Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. Not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat.
1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain.
Wisdom of Solomon 3:1-4. Let the soul of the righteous turn in the hand of God, and they shall know before men touch them. For there in the sight of the unwise they seem to die, but their departure is taken for misery, and they're going from us to be utter destruction, but they are in peace. For though they be punished in the sight of men, their hope is full of immortality.
Wisdom of Sirach 7:15. Do not hate hard work, especially farming, which was created by the Most High.
Matthew 24:45-47 in the New Revised Standard Version. Who then is a faithful and wise slave whom his master has put in charge of his household to give the other slaves their allowance of food at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master will find at work when he arrives. Truly I tell you, he will put that one in charge of all his possessions.
Okay.